For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of coins dropping on cash register counters has been heard less frequently in the last few months. That's because the nation and state have encountered a coin shortage. The reason, according to USC economics professor Bill Hawk, is COVID-19.
The U.S. Mint was shut down a little bit due to social distancing, and there weren't as many coins being produced. That's largely over. What we are still having problems with, though, just a lot of people aren't going out and shopping as much. And then when people are going shopping, what they're doing is paying more with debit cards, credit cards.
Hawk said there actually are plenty of coins out there.
The problem is, due to the COVID situation, people aren't spending those coins. So a lot of them are probably, you know, sitting in a jar at home or in somebody's pockets or in our couch cushions. And this is severe enough that it is starting to cause some problems for banks and certain stores.
USC finance professor Oz Inje named some of the businesses that are being hardest hit by the shortage.
Any business that deals with small amount of transactions tend to be in cash and use coins, convenience stores, laundromats, public transportation, vending machines, and grocery stores. About 60% of sales in grocery stores and convenience stores are actual cash payments. So businesses that depend on cash tend to be affected more.
Inje said sometimes the businesses themselves make the problem worse.
If you're a small business owner, of course, what do you think? Well, there's a coin shortage. I don't want to be affected by it. So if any coin comes my way, I will hoard it. I'm not going to circulate it. So if people are incentivized to hoard, that makes the shortage even worse.
The shortage affects many businesses because they often don't have enough coins to give change for purchases. But some stores are getting creative, Inje said.
So for example, we are seeing stores put the change in store cards or offer to donate the change, or give discounts on certain items if people bring a certain amount of coins. For example, if you bring $5 of coins, you're going to get a small discount. So they are figuring out ways to incentivize people to either donate or not want to change back or to bring coins into the business.
Hawk said there's a segment of the business world that is not affected by the shortage at all.
Online businesses that do transactions pretty much entirely electronically, so, you know, your Amazons, are generally not affected because they're doing basically all of their business electronically, people paying with debit and credit cards.
And paying with credit or debit cards is something smaller businesses also are asking of their customers, Hawk said. He added that the shortage will likely end as more businesses open up and people get out and shop more. But he said there are steps that shoppers can take to help out.
It's a problem that probably will resolve itself in the long run. But I think what we can do is, if you do have exact change, go ahead and pay with that at stores. If you have, you know, a big jar of coins at home, you can either take them to your bank and exchange them, or, you know, use like a Coinstar machine or something like that.
Historically, there have been other coin shortages for different reasons, the latest being a penny shortage in 1974. But most have not lasted long, said Inje. Hawk added that the coin shortage may be a step in the country eventually becoming a cashless society. But he said it's unlikely that would happen for a long time. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.